All right, call the meeting to order. Please rise for a salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Okay, we'll start out our meeting on a pleasant note. I'm going to call Gretchen Decker up front here, front center. Come on up, Gretchen. Gretchen has reached a milestone in our village. So we have issued a proclamation on her behalf. So the proclamation is, whereas, as in the sense of our unique society, to recognize the contributions and achievements of citizens of this noble village, we recognize with profound respect and admiration a milestone in the life of a member of our community. And whereas, attendant to such duty and fully in accord with its long-standing traditions, it is the intent of the village board to convey its compliments and felicitations to Gretchen Decker upon the occasion of her 90th birthday on June 27, 2015. Whereas, born Gretchen Phillips to Hazel and Robert Phillips on Elm Street, Gretchen graduated from Maline High School in Albany in 1942 and graduated as a registered nurse from the Ellis School of Nursing in 1945. As a young girl, Gretchen enjoyed summers with her family at Lions Lake. Whereas Gretchen lived her entire life in Nassau, starting out on Elm Street, marrying Russell Hoppy Decker in 1945, then moving to Westbrook Drive in 1952, Gretchen worked as a registered nurse for Barnwell Nursing Home for 33 years, retiring in 1996. Whereas Gretchen is an asset to the community, she was instrumental in starting the Nassau Ambulance Squad and was one of the first nurses to work on the squad and delivered at least two babies. Gretchen provided medical care to village residents when necessary, was a regular blood donor, a Girl Scout leader. Gretchen enjoys gardening and has a shared love for antique automobiles with her husband for many years. Whereas Gretchen is a devoted wife to her husband, Russell Hoppy Decker, and on August 27th, they will celebrate their 70th wedding anniversary. Gretchen and Hoppy are the loving parents of four children, Donna Decker, Susan Decker, Russell Decker III, and Jane Decker Visconti, devoted grandparents to nine grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. Proclaim that pursuant to the authority vested in me as mayor of the village of Nassau and as recommended by the entire village board, I most joyously commend and congratulate Gretchen Decker on the occasion of her 90th birthday. Be it further resolved that the original of this resolution be formally presented to her and a copy be attached to the minutes of the July 2015 board meeting. I must say that's the best part of this job. Okay, so let's see. We'll approve the minutes of the June 2015 board meeting.
Actually, we're going to table them. For
okay, table till next month?
Yep.
The May minutes, we can approve the May minutes. I did work that out with the issues and the treasurer's report, I did work that out with Wendy, and we can approve it as it was submitted.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Seconded by Dave. Any discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion is carried. We have the June 2015 Treasurer's Report.
Yes, she's tabling that.
You're going to table that one? Okay. Okay, correspondence.
Do we have any correspondence?
Nope.
That was easy. Okay, reports. Got the Highway Department report. Let's see here. So the Highway Department's been working on the drainage. They've been mowing the grass, prepped for village cleanup. Got the dump truck inspected. Been working with HMA on paving the water leaks around the village. Worked at the pump house. We got ordered and received the two new fire hydrants that need replacing. Repaired the water leak on Route 20. Did some maintenance on the vehicles. Fixed the Ferris lawnmower. Picked up trash around the village. Took the Dodge to get the recalls repaired. They picked up pressure run for to replace what we used. Picked up after cleanup. Worked the village cleanup. Worked edging on the blacktop with HMA and removed the spoils over to removed the spoils and graded over at the Bristol property. On the water department, a lot of that was covered. For those of you that are, I'm sure everybody's aware, we did have another water main break on Route 20 on Friday night. The state was gracious enough to supply us with some people to do the cut in the road. It was in a different, a little bit further down from the location that we that was patched that week. So we didn't have to dig out the patch again, but we had to dig up a new section. As I said, the state made the cut through the road and took out the concrete. We were able to get a crew from Keller. The Nassau Fire Department aided us with some traffic control. And we did get the job done. We had a break on both sides of a bell, so we had to take out a piece of pipe and replace it. So we ended up having, we had a boil water advisory in for that area for till this morning or Tuesday morning. But all repairs have been done, and we're back in business again. So that's what I have on the water. Police Department.
Officer Jones has filed a written report for June. In June, there were 33 investigations, 8 arrests, 98 traffic tickets issued. Details.
Speak up. We can't hear you.
What's that?
You can't hear
me. We can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Okay. Is that what you said? Because I can't hear you either. You might be a little too far away.
Nobody can hear you.
I can hear him just fine. But we can't over here. Yeah. I can barely hear you, and I'm sitting in front.
It's good to know because, unfortunately, more fortunately, I have a long report today. Okay, I'll start from the beginning. Officer Jones filed a written report for June. 33 investigations, 8 arrests, 98 tickets were issued. And the details are in that written report. There were 2 significant drug arrests. One was for criminal possession of a controlled substance in the 4th degree. This was possession of hallucinogenic mushrooms, as well as a hypodermic needle, criminally, and marijuana. This is a pretty serious offense, classified as a Class C felony in New York, which can lead to a penalty of 1 to 2 years, up to 15 years, depending on the circumstances. This perpetrator was initially pulled over for being on his mobile phone while driving. He also ran the red light at Route 20. To give you a little bit of background on this, the perpetrator was engaged in a little game with his brother who was driving the car in front of him. And they both ended up going through that red light. And they were both on their phones. They were pulled over by an officer. They did this right in front of one of our officers. And they were both pulled over on Route 20. And one...
No responsive bidder. I'll make the motion to do that.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So carried. Award the propane tank purchase to Passanello Fuels. We're going to purchase our own tank to fuel that. That way we can buy propane for on state contract. We don't have to keep switching tanks out. We did, of course, bid that also, and Passanello was the low bidder.
Make a motion.
Make motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next up is the proclamation for Gretchen Decker. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Approve the revised certified payroll for January 11th, 2015.
July
11th. July 11th. So the revision is for Jameson Pelletier. He's the new guy we hired. In our hiring of him, we told him once he got his water certification that we would give him an increase in pay because he was going to be taking on looking after the water on the weekends. So that's for 50 cents.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Dave, seconded by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Got to approve the grant, rail trail grant application.
Make the motion.
Motion by Dave.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Insurance renewal. Make a motion to renew the insurance with... what's it, Spataro Insurance Company? Or Gallagher. Arthur Gallagher, I guess, and Matthew Spataro is our agent. So I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Next up is a motion to approve the two additional HMA projects, the one, the additional work around the Village Hall and the additional patch on Route 20.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I guess not. There's only three of us. Okay, we'll audit the bills number 28 through 64 in the amount of $23,512.11 in the general fund and $6,791.93 in the water fund.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy, second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Guy, second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.